Welcome to the Circle of Prayer. There are moments in life when money is simply a tool, quietly doing its job in the background. And there are other moments when money feels like a wall between you and stability, between you and sleep, between you and the future you once imagined. There are people listening right now who have done everything they know to do. They have worked, tried, adjusted, cut down, stretched every dollar, and still the numbers do not add up. For some, it is overdue bills. For others, it is credit cards piling higher each month. For others still, it is loans, medical expenses, or past mistakes that still need to be paid. Financial pressure can make a person feel ashamed, tired, and alone. Not because they are lazy or careless, but because life has been heavy, because unexpected events changed the plan, because doors closed that were supposed to stay open, because sometimes it feels like the ground shifted under their feet and they are still trying to regain their balance. In moments like this, Scripture whispers hope. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And again, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. If you are here today because your finances feel like a tight corner, if you are praying for a sudden windfall, a divine intervention, a miracle that pays what you cannot pay on your own, may this time of prayer become a turning point for your heart, your hope, and your tomorrow. Almighty Creator, God of provision and strategy, God who knows every number, every need, every deadline in my life, I invite you into this moment, into my finances, into my debts, into my bills and obligations and silent fears. Come close to me now, steady my breathing, calm my thoughts, lift the shame that does not belong to me. Help me to see that I am not alone in this, and that you already know the path to my freedom. I ask you to sit with me here, in this place between what I have and what I owe, between the pressure I feel and the promise I am reaching for. Hold my hand as I pray, and let this prayer be more than words. Let it be a doorway into your help, your wisdom, and your supernatural provision. And now, with honesty and surrender, with faith that may feel small yet is still real, I let this prayer rise like a psalm, a poem of release, a rhythm of trust in the God who wastes nothing, who sees every struggle, and who knows how to move suddenly on my behalf. Creator of heaven, hear my plea, for heavy needs weigh down on me. You see the debts I need to pay, the bills that wait, the due dates sway. You know the calls, the emails sent, the payment plans, the late rent spent. You know the strain behind my eyes, the private tears, the quiet sighs. I bring you all that keeps me bound, each owed amount, each negative ground. I name the burdens one by one and lay them at your feet, O One. From loans that loom with growing weight, to credit lines that suffocate, to bills that crowd my every day, I place them in your hands and say, I cannot carry this alone. I need your help, your grace made known. I need a sudden, holy wave, a windfall strong enough to save. Let unexpected funds appear. Let streams of blessing draw in near. Let lost resources find their track. Let stolen harvests journey back. Open doors I could not see, sent from your heart, prepared for me. Let opportunities align with timing wrapped in light divine. Awaken people meant to bless, to cancel debts, to lift this stress. Awaken favor in the hearts of those who hold the balancing charts. Let mercy meet me where I stand, in emails, statements, every plan. Let kinder terms and lowered rates replace the fear of closing gates. From north and south and east and west, release the portion I request. Let every area where I lack be filled, restored, and carried back. Where worry tightens up my chest, let faith arise and bring me rest. Where shame would tell me I am less, remind me I am still blessed. You are my source, my guide, my stay, not just my God on easy days. You see the numbers in my hand, yet still you call me blessed and planned. Teach me wisdom for each choice, to hear your still, instructing voice. Show me which path to walk and take, which steps to shift, which ties to break. Let sudden income cross my way, through work, through gifts, through honest pay. Let checks arrive I did not know, let answered prayers begin to show. Bring business ideas shaped by you, bring fresh assignments, bright and new. Bring open doors no one can shut, where I move forward, not stuck in ruts. And in the places I misstepped, where I misjudged, where I miskept, wash me clean, yet lead me on. For even here, your grace is strong. You are the God who cancels shame, who writes new stories with my name. You do not throw my efforts out. You turn them into roads from drought. So if I lost, yet learned in kind, let growth transform my heart and mind. If I mismanaged what you gave, then let me rise from lesson's grave. Do not let failure hold me bound or keep me chained to guilty ground. Let every lesson bear its fruit. Let wiser habits take firm root. And still, O Lord, I dare to pray for sudden help within this day. For lump sum blessings, paid in full, for lifted weight and loosened pull. For letters showing balance cleared, for calls where mercy has appeared, for paid in full, where red once stayed, for miracles on statements laid. Let what is owed be brought to light and settled under heaven's sight. Let what was lost return again, not by my might, but by your plan. And if the answer comes in parts, then strengthen hands and soften hearts. Let steady progress mark my way, so each month brings a brighter day. I thank you now for what will be, though I cannot yet clearly see, for winds of help that soon will blow, for seeds I sowed that start to grow. For you are still the God who hears, who counts my days and holds my years. You stand between my soul and fear and whisper, I am always near. So I receive, in humble trust, your guidance pure, your timing just. And as I wait and walk this road, I know you help me lift this load. Holy Father, I lift my voice to you in closing, not as someone abandoned, but as someone seen. You know every figure I owe, every number that keeps me up at night, every account that needs to be brought current, every obligation I want so deeply to honor. I place my finances in your hands. I place my debts in your hands. I place my deadlines, my fears, and my future in your hands. I ask you to move in ways I cannot orchestrate on my own. Cancel what needs to be canceled. Pay what needs to be paid. Protect what needs to be protected. And open new avenues of income, new streams of honest provision, new ideas and opportunities that bring ongoing stability. Strengthen my character as you bless my life. Give me wisdom to handle what you release. Give me a generous heart even as you provide. And let this season of pressure become a testimony of your faithfulness and care. I thank you, even now, for the windfall I have not yet seen, for the relief that is already forming, for the miracles that are already in motion. In faith, I say amen and amen. If this prayer has reached your spirit today, I invite you to return and pray it again whenever the pressure rises. Let these words become a rhythm of faith over your finances, a reminder that you are not walking this journey alone. If this time of prayer blessed you, I invite you to like this video, subscribe to the Circle of Prayer, and share it with someone who is struggling under financial weight. Your engagement helps these prayers travel farther, to hearts and homes that need them. If you feel led, you may also sow a seed of any amount to support the recording and release of more prayers like this for people all around the world. Every gift, every share, every comment becomes part of this ministry of words and frequency. And in the comments below, to seal your faith and agreement, you may write this declaration. I receive divine wisdom, supernatural provision, and paid in full miracles over my finances. This is the circle of prayer, where words become magic.